Hello, this is Denise Yon, and welcome to the Brand is Business Bites podcast. The Brand is Business Bites podcast gives you a taste of insights and information about brands, businesses, and the people who work on them. It's available on iTunes. For more stuff for your brain to chew on, please visit my website at deniseleeyon.com. Today's podcast is the conclusion of a two-part series on the history of marketing. Last week, I started a recap of the history of marketing, which was actually inspired by the future. That is, the comments I got about my write-up on the future of marketing, MicroConference, in which marketing experts like Guy Kawasaki, Scott Monte, and Frank Gruber shared what they expect the future of marketing will bring. The source of my analysis of the history of marketing is a Google Labs Ngram viewer, which shows the frequency with which marketing appeared in English books between 1800 and 2000. My last post left off in the early 1990s, when case study and principle-laden texts like The 22 Immutable Laws of Marketing and Managing Brand Equity were published. Now to the recent past. Beginning at the turn of the millennium, books about marketing took a more philosophical, idea-inspired tact. Seth Godin's Permission Marketing, Turning Strangers into Friends and Friends into Customers, published in 1999, is a good example. In it, Godin contrasts interruption marketing with a new idea, permission marketing. That is, if you want to grab someone's attention, you first need to get his or her permission with some kind of bait. Come to think of it, the anthology of books Godin released at an annual clip throughout the past decade provide a good summary of what marketing has become. He wrote Unleashing the Idea Virus in 2001, which challenged readers to stop marketing at people, turn your ideas into epidemics by helping your customers do the marketing for you. The Big Red Fez, How to Make Any Website Better, published in 2002, provided a practical guide to making websites more attractive to browsers. Survival is Not Enough, Why Smart Companies Abandon Worry and Embrace Change, published in 2002 as well, encouraged readers to teach their companies to, quote, Zoom, that is, to embrace change without pain. In 2003, Godin wrote Purple Cow, Transform Your Business by Being Remarkable, which suggested that marketers should create products and services that are worth marketing in the first place. And then in 2004, he wrote Free Prize Inside, The Next Big Marketing Idea, which explained the way to make any product a bestseller is to couple it with a feature that the consumer might be attracted to, whether or not she really needs it or wants it. All Marketers Are Liars, The Power of Telling Authentic Stories in a Low-Trust World, published in 2005, clarified that great marketers don't talk about features or even benefits. Instead, they tell a story. Then in 2006, Small is the New Big, and 193 other riffs, rants, and remarkable business ideas included ideas like the first key to successful marketing is to produce something remarkable and let it grow. In 2007, Godin published The Dip, a little book that teaches you when to quit and when to stick. It was about the dip, the long slog between starting and mastery, in which those without the determination or will find themselves burning out. Meatball Sunday, Is Your Marketing Out of Sync?, published in 2008, explained that new marketing treats every aspect of interacting with customers, including customer service and the product itself, as an opportunity to grow the organization. In 2008, Tribes, We Need You to Lead Us, introduced the idea that lasting and substantive change can be best effected by a tribe, a group of people connected to each other, to a leader, and to an idea. Linchpin, Are You Indispensable?, was published in 2010 and exhorted readers to be people who invent, lead regardless of title, connect others, make things happen, and create order out of chaos. And finally, Godin's upcoming release, Poke the Box, is supposed to be a call to action to take initiative. Now, I don't intend this list to suggest that the only meaningful books of the recent past have been written by Godin, nor that he speaks or writes for all. But I do think this compilation reflects the marketing of recent history. It's all about new ways to engage with customers and people in general, new tools, and new approaches to thinking about and doing business. Now, this analysis of the history of marketing raises several points for me overall. Number one, a lot has changed, but some things never do. We continue to struggle with how to define marketing and how to do it. Also, the trajectory of marketing reflects broader business, economic, and cultural trends. At the dawn of the last century, the shift to an industrial age produced new business challenges to which marketing was applied. At the turn of this century, innovation, relationships, and values have risen as top issues for almost all organizations, and marketing has evolved to address these. And finally, marketing is a popular topic. Once it surfaced as a concept in books, it was mentioned at levels comparable to God. That's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Brand as Business Bites podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so your brain will always be filled with good stuff to chew on. For more information or to contact me directly, please visit my website at deniseleeyan.com. Take care and thanks again.